They say that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And if that's true, then the way to a woman's heart is by punching another guy in the face.
What? No. That is
that's
not
it.
Correct.
That is the way
inaccurate.
To get any woman. Just uh-huh. punch somebody in the face,
uh-uh.
and they will fall in love. Kind of like Caitlin, who's on the phone for a second date update right now. She met a dude named James out at the club. A bunch of other guys are being kind of creepy, and then James stepped in and started to fight one of them. They didn't actually throw punches, but they pushed back and forth, and then he got kicked out by bouncers. She went outside to thank him for his heroic efforts, and then they struck up a conversation, started making out, and then they went back to her place, and she woke up the next morning. He was gone, but he did leave his sweater, and she even texted him with a cute picture in his sweater, like, I got your sweater, you gotta come get it. I don't know if that's exactly what she said, but.
And it's exactly how her voice sounds, too.
Yeah, exactly. But he hasn't responded to her at all, and she's wondering why, so we'll find out in just a second.
And if it was just a one night thing, I mean, maybe that's all he was looking for. Why are you expecting more, I guess?
I don't know. I just think that nowadays there are no like knight in shining armors, you know? And the fact that this guy was so brave and he stood up for me and my friends, you know, it's really rare. It was just a lot of fun. And I think we have a lot of chemistry, so I just want to speak with him.
Okay. Well, dial this phone number right now and see if we can get him on the phone. You ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this James?
Yes.
Hey, what's up, James? How are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Who are you?
Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Hi. What's going on?
Not much, man. What's going on with you?
Just working and...
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Work sucks, huh?
Did I win anything?
No, I'm actually calling you because we got an email about you.
Oh, okay. Is something wrong?
I don't know. I'm hoping to find out from you. We got an email about you from somebody who listens to our show. Her name is Caitlin.
Oh, okay.
And you hung out with Caitlin the other day. And by hung out, I mean everything hung out.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know who she is. I'm not sure if I really want to get into that situation again.
We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Updates, where if you go out with somebody and end up not calling them back, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask what happened. And Caitlin told us how you guys met. She told us you guys spent the night together. She also said she's been trying to get a hold of you, but you won't call her back or text her back or anything.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to get more involved than I already am with her.
Do you think she's just like drama? I mean, she told us how you like pushed a guy that at the club that was bugging them.
Yeah, those guys are douchebags, but she was like sending me these photos that were like risque. And well, first off, she was wearing a sweater and she sent me this photo with a sweater on.
Yeah, she told us that you left your sweater there, and she tried to be cute and text you a picture with your sweater on,
and you
didn't even respond to that.
I know, I felt really bad for her. Like, you're so vulnerable when you send pictures like that, and then to get, like, zero response.
I know. The thing is, I didn't go out with a sweater that night, so it's not my sweater.
What?
Oh, okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I went out with a jacket, and I came home with my jacket.
So... You think she sent you a picture in another dude's sweater thinking that it was yours?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. I'm saying that she sent a text wearing the sweater, and she said she found it in her sheets. And
what?
Uh-oh. So I'm just thinking, I don't know whose sweater that is or how many other sweaters she has.
Oh, my God. That is so embarrassing for her.
I could see being like, whoa, that's kind of a little too much.
Like, whoa, those were dirty sheets.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about that.
Oh, man. Before the sweater picture happened, did you have every intention of seeing her again?
I mean, yeah, we had a great time. I can't complain about the night. I didn't like that I was getting texts with other dudes' sweaters on.
Yeah, I can understand that. You might not like this as well, James. Caitlin is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Hey, James.
Oh, no.
So are you telling me that that was not your sweater? That was that
oh,
my home?
Oh, Lord. I didn't know you were on the phone, so, you know, I shouldn't have maybe said what I said, but Yeah, no, I didn't.
That's not your sweater.
No, that's not my sweater.
Okay, so whose is it then?
I think you probably know better than James.
I don't know whose sweater that is. Maybe you know. I would hope you would know whose sweater is laying around in your sheets.
Look, I swear you were wearing it. I even remember hugging you, and it smelled really good. It smelled like your cologne, and it had to have been yours. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind about that.
No, I'm pretty sure. I think I know if it's my sweater, and I don't know. Maybe you should ask the last person you slept with.
Well, I mean, I had a Tinder date last week, but that was a whole week ago. Like, I would have noticed it by now.
Okay, so that was the last time you hooked up? Was like a week before me?
Yeah, I mean, there was another guy the weekend before that, but we didn't really even get to anything that night.
Hey,
so,
listen, it is fine for Caitlin to be an adult woman who enjoys sexual experiences. That is a totally fine thing.
Yeah, no, that is fine. She's fine being whoever she wants, but maybe make sure when you're texting the guy a picture of his sweater, make sure it's the actual owner of the sweater.
I mean, you don't necessarily like anybody, you know, like if you're not with anybody, you can do whatever you want with whoever you want, but you don't necessarily want to know about it. You know what I mean?
Totally. Oh, yeah.
I'm interested now, like finding the owner of this sweater.
Yeah, maybe you guys can go out, like, not necessarily on even a date, just go out and try to find who the sweater belongs to.
Oh my God. Wait, I think I know what happened.
I think what happened is you sent him a picture in another dude's sweater. What do you think happened?
The sweater wasn't from a guy that I was with. My roommate. I let her use my bed to get it on with guys. Yeah.
What? No, Caitlin, don't do that. Stay with truth.
That's
truth
almost worse
better.
Than if it was like actually a dude that you hooked up with.
No, I mean, my room is a lot cleaner than hers. Like, I let her get away with it once in a while, but...
Caitlin, don't do this. And how gross that you're letting her do that and then, like, not cleaning things up afterwards. Like,
sheets.
That is a much worse situation for you, Caitlin.
Look, James, like, this doesn't have to affect us. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, it was probably her guy that she was sleeping with. Let's just forget this happened, okay? Because... Now I know it wasn't your sweater. Okay. So can we give this another shot or?
James, would you like to go on a second date with Caitlin? We will pay for it.
I mean, you were enjoying your time up until that sweater picture.
Yeah,
and it was an honest mistake. It's not like she's cheating on anyone.
Mm-hmm. Can I just ask you a question, Caitlin?
Yeah.
Do you ever wash your sheets?
That's a very good question, James.
I do, okay.
I'm down to go out again, for sure, as long as you get rid of every dude's shirts and shoes that are left all around the place.
I feel like that's fair.
She's got a lot of cleaning up to do, huh?
That's a fair assessment.
Hey, this was just my roommate that was messing things up for us. So, yeah, we can go out. But just don't think that I'm that type of person that's just sleeping around. You know, because I'm not that person.
She's not that type of girl, James. She
slept
with you after meeting you for 4 minutes at a bar, but still, not that type of girl.
James was different.
Yeah,
it's okay,
I know.
Caitlin. It's okay.
Well, it's totally cool.
Cool. We'll send you guys out again. And this is the first, like, successful second date update I think we've had in a while.
Yeah, you were right.
All right. Sounds good. I can't wait to see you again.
Okay, I'm excited to see you too, James.
All right, cool.
And James, if you go over to her house and there is no roommate, then I'm going to think twice. And Caitlin, go find a roommate.